Okay, today's daf is Yivamis daf Kuf Chaf Beis, last daf here in Maseches Yivamis, and we will talk about the sugya of Shamur V'Ne'evad when it comes to Peirush Shmita, right? And that's what's discussed right here, Rashi and Tosfos, on the last daf of Maseches Yivamis. We know there's no Talmud Bavli on Shvius, so that's why it comes up in various different places, in Moed Katan, and in Yivamis, and in Sanhedrin. So we get to talk about this. Let's talk about this today. Where does this come up? It comes up right here in the beginning of the top of the Amud. What happens? There's a Braisa. There's a guy that is selling fruit in the marketplace, Va'omer, and he says, these fruit are special fruit. These fruit are Arla. Do we believe the guy that his fruit are Arla? And maybe he's trying to say that they are Mishubach by saying, oh, the first couple. Now, he's not trying to say that they're Asar. He's trying to make a deal here. He says, Arla Hain. Rashi says, Peros Natiahain, Vyeshna Mishubachim, Peros Ilan Zakan. Right? They're from a young tree. Right? And therefore, right, it's a problem for us, but that's what he's saying. Shel Azeka Hain. That's our issue. We'll get to that. Shel Neta Ravai Heim. They are Neta Ravai. Saying also their fourth year, they're good. Lo Amar Klum. You don't have to trust him. Lo Niskavein Elashpiach Mecho. He's just trying to make his merchandise look good and make a sale, but you don't have to trust that these are actually truths. What is the middle one of Shel Azeka? They are Shel Azeka. So Rashi quotes Shel Azeka. Mi pardes me ozek, maybe Azeka is the name of a place. The geder saviv lo l'shamro. And there is a geder, there is a fence around it. Vihi shnas shvius. And it is Shemitah, right? The Rashi says a major detail that's not mentioned, but that is the first day of Rashi, that it's Shamur, and therefore, putting it with the other list of items that the Goy says, he's saying it's Aser, it's Aser to eat. He doesn't mean that, he doesn't want to say that, but that's what comes out of his words, like Netaravai, like Arla. So Rashi wonders, if that's true, I don't understand what the Isser is. V'kashuli, demai Isser yeshkan. What's the Isser of eating fruit of Shemitah that has a fence around it? Im avar zman habi'ur. Rashi can't fathom. Rashi just is wondering what's the whether it's before or after the zman habi'ur. We know there's a mitzvah daraisa. The Ramban talks about this in Parshas Bahar, mitzvah daraisa of bi'ur perishvius, that after a certain time comes, when it's no longer available to the animals in the field, then I have to get rid of it out of my house. What do I actually have to do? That's a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ravid. The Rambam says one has to destroy the fruit. And that's what bi'ur is, like bi'ur chametz, bi'ur perishvius. The Ramban says no, and we pass them like the Ramban, they have to be mafkirit. We just have to put it outside and make it hefker. And after we make it hefker, then we can take it back inside and be rizochet to it. The Ravid seems to say on the Rambam that there are two stages. First is the stage of hefker, and then there's the stage of bi'ur, of destruction. But either way, that's the bi'ur. So Rashi says, im avar zmana bi'ur, lo shtamana mishumar v'lo shtamana mufkar. I don't understand. If the time of bi'ur has already passed, it doesn't matter where the fruit are from, whether it was guarded or not guarded, asurim, they're asur. V'kodna mazman elevei l'mutarmna, before the zmana bi'ur, they're mutar. So Rashi says, I don't understand this pshat that I've heard of, that azeka means fruit that are guarded. Why would that make it usser? The only issue is bi'ur, is zman bi'ur or lo zman bi'ur. Let's continue the Rashi. Lo amar klum, lo osram al kach. Right? He hasn't said anything to Aser. Ela halacha charov. So you go after the rov, shazeh mishaker, ula hashpiach mechur niskavin. That this person, this guy is lying and he's just trying to say his merchandise is good. And that's why he's saying it, that they're young, or that they're fourth year, v'chei netaravai. So now Rashi says, so what do I think the pshat is? Dahai azeka shema ir, sheberet Yisrael, it's the name of a city, uperoseha mishubachim, and its fruit are very delicious. And if this guy was in Chutz La'aretz, he wants to say they're from the delicious fruit of Azeka, but he's in Chutz La'aretz. And he's saying that I brought them from Azeka now to Chutz La'aretz. So do we have to assume that they are Peros Eretz Yisrael? Ein choshishin lomar emes dvara v'shema lo nis'asru. Maybe maestros weren't taken off of it. V'yisrael machram lo. And a Jew sold it to him. Right? Does that mean that if it was his all along, it wouldn't be chayav jubas and maestrus? El ashviach mecho. But we don't have to assume that. But he's just saying that to be mashviach as mecha. But really, it's peiros chutz laaretz. V'achanam elon eskaven ovik alchavim ze el laayim al ze sheyikser lo mispo libehe mosav. And so to here, relating it to the previous Gemara, when the Gemara said, I'm going to kill you like I killed the other person who I said, cut the harvest or else I'm going to kill you, and I killed him. So that's what the Gemara is relating to. But either way, this is the issue of Azeka. So Rashi quotes this opinion that seems to say that the pshat of the Gemara is that the peiros are shamur, and that's why it would be a problem. And Rashi wonders, I don't understand that. Why would it be a problem? Right? The only issue is manbir or not manbir, and that's where he says, I think it's about a goyin chutz laaretz and saying they are peiros eretz Yisrael. So let's go back for a minute where this opinion comes from. The Torah tells us in Parshas Bahar that there's an isser of harvesting. Isser of harvesting in Shemitah. It doesn't say too many malachas that are asr, but there are a few. The Torah tells us in the beginning of Parachah Hey, Pasik, Hey, Pasik Vav. Well, first it says, Vashana Shviyas Shrasha Vason Yeh La'aretz, Shabbos Lashem. Sadachol Osizra, you cannot plant. Vacharachol Osizra, you cannot prune. Those are two. Then, as Sviach Ketzircha Lo Sitzar, what grows from your harvest, you shall not cut. This in vain is Zirecha Lo Sivsar. And what grows from the kerem, you shall not harvest. Also, Sira is harvesting for the grapes. So Shna Shabbason Yel Aretz, but it should be Shna Shabbason. You read just this pasuk, it sounds like all perish mita are aser. Now let a harvest. Maybe only what falls down by itself, like earlier in history by Adam Arisho, and then maybe some Rishonim say he wasn't allowed to kill animals to eat. If the animals died by themselves, he was allowed to eat it. Here, you're not allowed to harvest, but anything that falls down, right? Is that true? Pashas maybe not even what falls down. It says you can't harvest it. But the problem is the next pasuk. V'haisa Shabbos aretz lachem la'achla. It should be for you to eat. So obviously you're eating Be'er Shmita. And according to the Ramban, it's even a mitzvah saseh he counts in the Hosafos to eat. L'cha ulav decha v'lamasecha. V'lizchir cholus ha-shava ha-garimba. For you, for your avadim. V'levehem decha for your animals. V'lachai ha-shev ha-tzercha. Tiyek hol tfu ha-salecho. So you can eat plenty of it. Right? So what is that? How do we put these two psukim together that you can harvest and you can eat it? There are different ways of answering the stira. Rashi says, "Ala Torah lo sitzar lios machzik bo kishar katsir el hefker yelakol." Don't cut it and harvest it like an owner. To be machzik it like other harvesting. Nizirecha shehin zarta v'frashtem b'nei adam ehem lo v'lo hifkartem lo sitzar. That which you act like an owner, don't harvest autam eincha botzer elamana mufkar, meaning you have to make things hefker. Vaisa Shabbos aretz ava bisha asartim alecha lo ba'achila ubahana asartim elash lotinok bayam keminag balabayas ela kol yushavim ba ata us mischircha uveso shavcha. As we said, what does this mean? It means don't harvest and don't cut like a regular balabayas, like an owner, meaning make it hefker. Others say cut it in an unusual way with the shinui, but that is one day of the medrash how to understand it. Meaning, don't cut it in the normal way. Don't cut it like a balabayas. Make it hefker. But there is another day. There's another day in the Torah's Kohanim in the beginning of Bahar right here to answer the stira. And the first day, one day there is you can't harvest shamur. That if it's guarded, it becomes usur. Bahana, you could only harvest hefker. Right, the other day is kederach habotzrim. So the question is, how do you understand this? And who are we passing like? So Tosfos right here quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was quoted here and in Sukkah on Daf Lamites and in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes. This is the famous shita of Rabbeinu Tam that shamur in Perish Shmita is aser. Pirush Makudras Tosfos says mi pardes me ozek mi shom umeshumar b'shviyasu v'kashalo. Right, it's kasha. He called him a beer lola mutter. The a near Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, "What do you mean? It's the medrash on the pasuk." Tabed yatanya b'taras konim as invein is irecha lo sivsar min hamishumar iata botzer avalata botzer min hamufkar. Right, it's double. It has to be hefker, and you have to do it in a certain way. Yim tamar yatanya b'taras konim uperek baras bayis avalia shomre. So that's Rabbeinu Tam shita. If you guard Perish Shmita, if you put a fence around your land, it asers the fruit. The only way it's mutter is that if you're mafkirit, if you guard it, and if you don't let other people go in, so then it is aser. That is the big chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Peirush Shmurim are totally asurim, even if I would cut it in an unusual way. Right, nizirecha means nazar mehem bnei adam, and even if they're hefker, they have to be cut bishinui. Right, so this is the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. So again, thinking about the assumptions, number one, there's an iser kitzira on a dvar hefker. Rabbeinu Tam says if it's we see the baskin like the other way. If it's hefker, then cut it however you want. Right, and if it's yours, then cut it in an unusual way. Rabbeinu Tam says even if it's hefker, you have to cut it in an unusual way. Which is, you know, sounds like, reflects the fact that the Isser of Shemitah's Karka has to do with the land itself, which is a big sugya. It's not about the Gavra, it's about the Karka. Avodas HaKarka, even if there is no ownership. Also interesting that a person's behavior creates an Isser Achila. You know, you might say, fine, Shechita is connected to something physical. I create a Metzias by shechting the animal. But here, it's external, right? I'm not touching the fruit. Right, and that somehow, because I put a fence around it, you know, that connects and affects the status of the fruit. Right. The question, though, of all Bali Tosfos, where this comes up, is the next question that Tosfos asks here, and that is Shomrei Svichin. Right. The Gemara tells us that there were the Beis Hamikdash put guards out to guard certain growths, because if everything is eaten during Shemitah, everything's hefker, so where are you going to get flour from for the saorin for the omer? What about chitim for the shtei halechem? Right, where are you going to get that from? You have to put guards to make sure that there's some stuff growing. To worry about for karbanis mincha. So v'yim tomar as tosas the tanya b'daras going to parak baras v'avaliyah comes up in bamentzia shomrei svichin olin schar mitchumas alishka karikan mimashki yisrael menamutul yisrael umeshumar azul yisrael. According to Rabbi Tam, shomur is asur to eat, and you're only allowed to use in the base of it. That's why there's mutter to eat. So how could the Shomrei Svichim take from the Chumas HaLishka? That's where they get paid from. What do you mean? I could even use these grains. That's the big kasha of Oba Ali Tosfos on Rabbi Nutan. They should be Asur Lechol, and it's a violation of Min HaMutter LiYisrael. So the most common answer in Ba Ali Tosfos, right here, Tosfos says, V'yomari, defending for Rabbi Nutan, Shalayu Shomer Noso Ela Monim Ragle Behema Misham. They wouldn't put a fence around it and guard it so that nobody could come in. They just guarded it from animals. When people would walk by, they used to say, it's for the Beis HaMikdash. So that's not considered guarded, according to the Ri. Umodiyim lebnei adam shehem litzarech. Right? And they let people know. Umufgranami l'shari l'vsar el adei shinui. That's the second half of Rabbeinu Tam. As we mentioned, one needs both. So this is the chiddush that Moses says. So it's interesting. Why should that make a difference? If it's guarded from animals, it's still guarded. You might say it has to be totally left open, right? So guarded from animals is not called guarded. It's not called shamur. So how does one understand that? So Rabbi Blumenzweig, in his Sefer on Shemitah, on page 76, notes that according to Rabbeinu Tam, he has the chakira. Is the problem, why is shamur usur? Right? Is it that it's a maisa avera, right? Putting up the fence is the avera that usurs? Or that you need a maisa hamateres shel hefker, right? You have to take. Usually, people have fences around their fields. There's a maisa hamateres. If you're mafkirit, if you take down a fence, that's matirit, right? So maybe this pshat of the animals is holding the ladder. Is this a maisa? It's not a maisa shmira ha'oseres per se, right? It's not, but it's the so therefore. Maybe that's the difference between what you need, right? Is it a Maisa Ha'useres or you need a Maisa Hamateres, right? It might not be a Maisa Hamateres, but it's not a Maisa Ha'useres. That's the Chakira that Reb Blumenzweig has. Again, and he connects it to the general Shemitah issue. If the focus is purely on the Karka and the Peros, it shouldn't make a difference. But if the focus is on the Gezel Aniyim element, that's the root of the Isser, like a Mitzvah Baba Vera type of Isser, that it could be understood that there's no Maisa Ha'useres here, and therefore it would be explainable. There is another Deya in the Bali Atosis, right? Tosfos in Menachas and not Pedalin quotes this Deya, but also quotes another opinion, and that is it's only Usur Shamur for Hedyot purposes, but for Hektish it's not. Says Tosfos, Avlohay Modiyim Lahem Vehain Parshim Alehem. They let people know. Inami kitzircha v'nizirecha amar rachmana didach in v'lo shel hefker. Right, what does it say? In ve nizirecha, right, in the pasuk here. Right, so kitzircha in ve nizirecha, kitzircha v'nizirecha v'lo shel hektish. Meaning shel hektish doesn't have the limits. Doesn't have the limits. There's no isser of shamur according to Rabbeinu Tam. What's the svara again? There's no gezelaniyim if it's supposed to be for the base of English. There's no avera, right? The isser doesn't get off the ground. What is the machlokes, right? The other rishonim, the other Bali Tosfos don't quote that daya, right? They think that a hektish doesn't. They don't have such a drasha, right? But this daya might hold that shmira lebehemus is shmira too. So maybe that's why they don't want to give the other answer. The pasuk says perishvita are for all to enjoy, right? Including animals. Right, so even preventing animals from getting it would be a problem. Or they might say modin, even right. You need shmira doesn't mean physical, right? Even shmira bakol could be a problem, right? Like the sugya of chasima, muzzling. Chasma bakol is also called muzzling. I don't have to put a physical muzzle on the animal to guard it from eating. Even if I'm chasma bakol, the Rambam passes that you get malchus for that. Right, because as the Magen Mishnah explains, the Ilchas Chiras, because it's generally done with a Maisa. So even this is going to get a Maisa. But you see, you don't have to guard things physically. See here too, maybe by telling people, no, don't eat it, maybe that's also called Shmira. And that's why this Deya doesn't like that other opinion that many of the Bali Tosfos give. If you look in the Nefesh HaRav, the Rav explains that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not really Machalas Asuros. Right, like we said before, just putting a guard around, it's hard to say that it is ma'achalas azuros. Bikol makom, ein nira ladun al mashumar, ka'ein bo heter achila. De'ein zem michal sugi ma'achalas azuros. This is on page Pei Gimel in Nefesh HaRav. Elashitas rishonim eluhi, sha'af ba'achilas peiras mishumarim halalu gamke nechshav ha'ochel ka'over al mitzvah shvita. Right, there's a destiny for Perish Shmita, and this is not the destiny. If it's Shamor, it's a violation, and you're being Mevatel the destiny, so to speak. V'lo she'apshadu she'aydei she'avar al-ba'al asad al-mitzvah t'shmetenu t'tashta nefchu ha'peris l'macholos asuros. It's not macholos asuros. That can't be. And again, this highlights the first side of the Hakira that we mentioned before, right? It never had a Maisa Hamateres. So you can't eat it, right? Even if nothing was done, it could still be a problem. Right? Another nafkamina, the Achronim say, is maybe what if it's a field shamur of a non-Jew, of a goy, right? No avera was done, but there was no maisa hamateres. A goy doesn't have to, is not mitzuvah in shmita, but there was no maisa hamateres was done. If you look at the Baal Amar in Sukkah, he quotes the Azeka story and says, shamur of a goy is aser. Right, that's a guy talking about his land. While the Ravid in the Kasav Shum says, no, there was done, so there's no Shomer. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Shuvin, Arachayim, in Chelek Aleph, Kuf Pevav, talking about Esrogei Shmita that were brought to New York in 1953. The beginning of Sukkot, Erev Sukkot, Tavshin Yud Gimel, 1953, he says, B'dvar Esrogim, She'eviyum Eretz Yisrael B'shana Zu, Sof Shnas Tavshin Yud Beis. Shehishnas Shmita, al pi horah as bezdin harashes, she'asu katakanasam adei mechira l'nachri, they used heter mechira, shahar be'ein sovrim heter zeh, many don't like to rely on this heter, im yesh lahamachmirin ezach shash, milas yizdechavasu ha-mitzvah, should anyone not use these esrogim? From Yotze the Mitzvah, milavarech alayim, says Ramosha, what's the issue? Why wouldn't you use the esrogim? Hine kolach shash shayach rak l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam sof yevamis, ardaf, the only issue might be Rabbeinu Tam. Umemeli yeshlif sol midin ein bo heter achila. B'sukkah daf lamed hey. Aval harov poskim chokan alav kidda avair. But as I'm about to explain, we don't pass it like Rabbeinu Tam. Most poskim don't rely, aren't choshish for that, and therefore there is no problem with using these esrogim, even if they happen to be shamur v'ne'evan, right? Good. So this is all the major issue of shamur. The other issue is ne'evad. Ne'evad also, we paskin, is not going to be ne'esar. Even if a maisa was done that was problematic, it's not going to aser the fruit. The Rambam himself seems to have a double. It's a topic of another shir, but the Rambam seems to have a whole separate two-tiered issue in Shmita V'Yovel. He has this in Dalet Aleph. First of all, it seems to not paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Kol shetotzi aretz bashana shviyas. Bein im zera shenafal av mikodem shviyas. Bein min akrim shenikzu mikodem. V'chazru basu v'shteyem nikru safiach. There are safichim. And I call mutter la'achla min ha-Torah. Shenema v'ayis ha-shabat aretz lachem la'achla. Afilu sada sheni taiva b'shviyas. Even a field that was worked during Shmita. V'tzavcha bei rosea. Mutar b'achila. What does it mean? Not like Rabbeinu Tam that it's talking about shamur, but shelo yixar kederach shakotzer b'kol shana. Right, and if you're not supposed to cut it like you harvest all year, b'mkotzer kederach hakotzer moke. And if you cut it the normal way, it's going to be malchus. Ketzad, he talks about quantity, he talks about quality. Kotzer kotzer kol asada v'hemid kri v'dosh babakar osha kotzer lavodas haaretz kamosha biarnu ela kotzer maat maat. Just a little bit of a time. Midivrei Sofrim, there's an issur called Svichim, which we're not going to get into. But you can't harvest Kechol HaShana. Also in Reish Chabez in the Losasei, again, Rambam does not say anything about Rabbeinu Tam. If you look, just again, we don't have time, but the Torah Zeroyim in Shvias and Chesvav talks about looking at the Rambam closely. He seems to have two different Isurim. In Isra Avodas Karka, and for that, Hefker V'Shamor makes no difference. If your kavana is to work the land, it's aser to do that. But there's an iser asifas peiros kedarko, right? That's when there might be a chilek about where the produce is. Okay, but we don't have time to get into that. But this is about shomer v'ne'avad, Rabbeinu Tam versus all the other rishonim. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Maseches Yevamos.